I'm here with my friend Elizabeth, and she's going to talk a little bit about her recent surgery and the things that she went through. So my first question is, when did you know you wanted to amputate your legs and why?
So right after I had my son, I got really bad postpartum lymphedema in my legs, which is basically like fluid on your legs and they swell up really, really bad. And they kept saying, oh, it'll go away, you know, that's common, all this, and it just ended up never going away. So I had a lot of problems with that, and that kind of snowballed into starting to have issues with wounds, like pressure wounds on my feet and things like that, which turned into having issues with sepsis. I ended up with two life-threatening infections in 10 months. So at a certain point, it was like, you know, the legs are my life, and the legs had to go. So,
wow. So what was the most difficult to overcome when making this decision to have the surgery?
Finding a doctor that was willing to do it. Because it was technically considered an elective amputation because I did not at the time have a life-threatening infection. They have to word it with insurance, you know, so that you can get it done in such a way that it's really difficult to find a doctor that's able to do that.
Well, so what was the process like to find a doctor, and what was the biggest concern they expressed when you found a doctor that would do it?
I was lucky enough to have a nurse that had a lot of resources in her back pocket. So she had contacted a surgeon that she knew, and he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. The biggest concern that he expressed to me was that I was going to mentally not be prepared for the reality of an amputation.
Wow, that's crazy. So how did you show him that you was prepared for it? Like,
we just had to have like a couple of telehealth visits, with his nurse, and then I had to do like a big questionnaire, you know, stuff like that. And then they basically determined like quality of life, you know, wise, that it would be way better for me to do this.
Wow. So, that's amazing. What was the healing process like whenever you went through that? What was the healing process like, and how long did that take?
So I had about 50-ish staples in each leg. My left leg gave me a bit more problems healing than my right. I don't know if it's just the way that I sit or, what the problem was really, but for whatever reason, it did not want to heal as quickly as the right leg. But I would say all in all, about a month and a half. Wow. For me to feel like semi-normal again.
Well. Wow. So how did it make you feel when you found a doctor to perform the surgery? What was that feeling like?
Relieved that I wasn't going to have to live like that anymore, and that I wasn't going to have to worry about it. And, you know, every time I got an infection, that was time away from my son. And he's, you know, very routine oriented. So that was stressful for me as a mother.
Yeah. So what was the initial reaction of your friends and family when you told them you were getting your legs amputated?
I think they all kind of knew when I was at the point that I was at that it would be better to have them gone because of the infections and stuff like that I had been through at that point. So everyone was pretty much on board.
Oh, cool. So what was it like going through surgery? What was your initial thoughts going through surgery and then after you woke up?
I was scared, but I'm always scared for surgery. You know, no matter how many times you do that, it just seems like no matter what, you're going to be scared. Because I've had 40. This was my 40th.
Wow.
And it was still scary. But afterwards, I remember there being a moment when I was like back in a room out of post-op and everything where I lifted up in the bed and I didn't feel the tremendous like weight of my legs pulling me back down and I started to cry.
That's awesome. So I bet you felt better because you didn't have the extra weight and something to lift you up. So it would be a little hard to get used to, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So each one of my legs weighed 26 pounds.
Wow.
So combined, I lost 52 pounds overnight.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what would you do with your legs if you keep them?
I don't know. They weren't doing me any good before, you know? So.
Yeah. But is there something that you like, that you imagine doing? Like, because my ex-girlfriend was she had an amputation too. So she said, I wish I could keep it in a jar and look at it just to freak people out. So.
No, I did joke that I wanted my family to participate in a fried green tomatoes funeral. They said no.
Crazy. Fried green tomatoes. That's crazy.
You know, where the kid buries his arm in the movie.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, what would you like to tell someone that would be considering a surgery like this? What would you want to tell them, or what would you want to express to them?
Quality of life. If you feel like it's going to improve your quality of life, you should always do it. For me, it was a no-brainer decision that I didn't want to live that way anymore.
That's awesome.
So.
What is one thing that you wish I would have asked?
Hmm?
What is one thing that you wish I would have asked?
I don't know. All your questions were good, I think.
Okay. So, to go back to that, how is this surgery and the things you went through, how has it improved your day-to-day life?
Transferring is a lot easier now. I was able to get in and out of the shower completely by myself, for the first time, which was really nice. I feel like it kind of gave me that little bit of independence there that I was really missing. So that was really cool. My eventual goal with physical therapy and occupational therapy is to be able to get on the floor and play with my son.
Awesome. So are you able to get down further now that you don't have legs? How has that improved, like, getting on the floor? Are you able to get down even closer? What's the step to get you all the way on the floor?
Well, right now we're working on getting over to the couch. That's still a work in progress. But once I get that, we're going to work from going from the couch to the floor.
Okay, cool. Well, that's all the questions I have. So this was an awesome interview, and I think you gave a lot of people insight on making decisions like this if they want to do it. And I'm sure somebody will think about doing this if they haven't already thought about it.
Cool. Thanks. Great to help and be able to give people, you know, insight.
Yeah. So, and is there any links that you would like to, you know, give people if they want to reach out to you or anything like that?
I'm on Facebook. Pretty uncommon last name. It's Ecky, Eckie. So.
Okay. Do you mind if I put your links at the bottom of this page so if somebody's considering a surgery like this or any health things that they want to talk about that you may can help with?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. Bye.